Hi there, it's LaShonda Henry here, aka Sister Sense, and today's conversation is inspired by the Content Creation Challenge. Today we're going to talk about doubt. And this is a big conversation to have when you are in a space where you want to be an infopreneur and you want to mentor and minister and teach people and sell products online, but you are doubting yourself in one way, shape, or form. So today I want to talk about that. And this, again, this conversation is inspired by a message from one of the beautiful ladies who are currently participating inside of the Content Creation Challenge. He said, "My problem is that I lack confidence in my abilities to produce a product worthy of being paid for. Then when I see people doing what I plan to do and make money from it, I get mad at myself for not running with it in the first place." Have you ever felt like that? You know, in your heart of hearts, you are super, super excited about the possibility of creating these amazing things, but you stop yourself, you doubt yourself, and then you second guess yourself to the point where you are afraid of putting it out there. Or maybe sometimes you put it out there and then you tilt your head to the side and you look at it and you're like, I don't like it, right? You know, all these negative thoughts creep in and you're trying to figure out how to go out there, put yourself out there and win in spite of the negative thoughts and feelings that keep creeping inside of you. So let's talk about that today, dealing with doubt. Now, first thing that I want to say to you is this. Doubt is a distraction. Distractions are everywhere. Beware. When you are in a space where you're looking to help and heal people, and to be honest with you, I believe that the very nature of entrepreneurship is something that is very spiritual in its natural form. And when I say that natural form, I mean, if you are genuinely in the business of serving and helping people and creating solutions as an entrepreneur, not simply making money, but really helping people do the things that you want to help them do, that very nature of entrepreneurship makes it a spiritual experience that is very positive, very high frequency, which is going to cause a lot of, as my friend Lynette Crosby likes to say, a lot of low frequency negative things to want to distract and deter you from doing what you need to do, because the bad doesn't want the good to exist, right? Just being honest with you, right? You know, they say just as you're about to break through to that next breakthrough, all of a sudden everything breaks down and the challenges become larger than life. Why? Because those challenges are those testimonial moments, those tests to see whether you're going to fold under the pressure or you are going to use that pressure to propel you forward. Doubt is a distraction. Now, the reason why I want to share that with you is because, as the saying says, knowing is half the battle. If you are aware of the fact that when these negative thoughts of doubt creep in, they are not your true thoughts. They are not there because that's what you genuinely believe. They're there because they want to distract you from doing the good things that you are set out to do in your life. That is going to set you 10 paces ahead of the game. How is that possible? How does it set you 10 paces ahead of the game just to know that doubt is a distraction? Because then you don't get lost. You don't get lost in a space where you are mentally going down a rabbit hole and thinking about all of these negative thoughts and all of these reasons why you shouldn't try. When you're aware that doubt is a distraction, you can quickly, within a matter of seconds, tell yourself, oh, nope, not thinking about that. Oh, nope. Devil is a liar. I'm going to leave that alone. Because here's the thing. When doubt creeps in, that's not the problem. We all at some point are going to doubt ourselves. That's what humans do. We're going to second guess ourselves. It would be naive of me to tell you, you can completely remove the act of doubting from who you are. It's just going to happen naturally. But see, the difference between those who fail and those who succeed is that they don't get lost in the loop. of repeating the negative thoughts and the doubt and sitting there and 2 seconds turning into 2 hours, turning into 2 days, turning into 2 years, turning into wow. Yeah, I remember that. I wanted to do that when I was younger. Regret. Regret. A lot of people give in to doubt and they don't do the things that they need to do because they find themselves stuck in the loop. Acknowledging the fact that doubt is a distraction, being aware of that distraction, essentially putting you in a state where you woke, you won't fall back asleep. You won't fall back asleep into the coma of these negative thoughts that keep you in a state of paralysis. That's number one, right? Being aware of the doubt so that you can snap yourself out of those negative thought loops when they occur. One of my favorite quotes is, starve your distractions and feed your focus. So what does that mean? For me, it means if doubt is a distraction, then I'm not going to get lost in the loop. I'm not going to get so lost in the loop that I lose my focus. Right? So starve the distraction and feed the fear. I'm sorry, I said feed the fear. Woo! We need to cancel, clear, delete that, as my girl would say. No, we need to be in a space where, as opposed to getting lost in the loop, you need to starve the distraction and feed your focus. Feed your focus. Right? Not the fear, but the focus, right? So let me say this, because slip of the tongue, the word fear came out, and it came out for a reason, probably because I needed to share this with you. Fear is an interesting word. And if you break it down into an acronym, there are two ways that you can look at fear. Number one, F-E-A-R. Forget everything and run. Okay, so if you want to feed the distraction, that's going to fuel your fear, and then you're going to forget everything and run. But then you can look at it in another way, F-E-A-R, fear, face everything and rise. Woo! You can take that word that is in some way, shape, or form disarming, and you can turn it into something empowering, right? Face everything and rise. So for me to face everything and rise, you've got to feed your focus. Feed your focus. So when you've got these feelings of doubt, you snap out of them as quickly as you can so that you're not lost in the loop. And then you replace that with, number one, something that feels good. I'm all about happy hits. I'm all about happy hits. What feels good to you? Maybe going out into the sun, taking a walk, listening to something that you enjoy listening to, sitting down and reading a book, get it on the phone and talking to somebody who's going to make you laugh, right? Or going online and watching something that's going to make you cry. Sometimes crying is just the best thing, right? You know, just that feeling of release. What's going to make you feel good, right? One of the things that I love, by the way, is I love to create. I am a creative being, and I honestly believe that creating creates confidence. The act of creating something that makes you feel like you are purposeful, you are helpful, feels like you are gifted. There's nothing like it. So consider that. Consider the act of creating. Go forth and create something amazing. Go forth and do something that makes you feel good. And I guarantee you that before you know it, you'll be so busy, you'll be too busy to be bothered by negative thoughts. They'll be gone. Like the wind, they'll be gone. So those are some things that I wanted to share with you with respect to dealing with doubt. This is a part of a series that I've been working on. It's called Overcome. And Overcome is a series of confidence building sessions that I can walk people through some of the things that I just do naturally And some of the things that I've learned how to do, just adulting, and being in a space where I could navigate those challenging experiences in life that cause us to slow down and cause us to fall off course. So if you're interested, I can certainly let you know more about the Overcome series. The first ladies who actually will get access to the series are those who will be participating inside of my Collect with Confidence 6-week program. More about Collect with Confidence is available at SizzleSense.com/CWC for my fellow entrepreneurs out there looking to generate revenue, but also beyond collecting those coins, learn how to really feel qualified by building confidence. So the Overcome series and more on dealing with doubt, rejection, and all of these really, I think these really heavy things that tend to stop just not even just entrepreneurs, but people in general. These are conversations that I've been quietly having and quietly creating this Overcome series so that I could share it with you. So this is just a little snippet piece of that, the first steps that of things that you can do to deal with doubt. Hopefully you find this helpful. Feel free to let me know. You can email me, sizzlesense@gmail.com. And again, as I mentioned, if you are a fellow entrepreneur like myself and you're driven, you're looking to work on your monthly revenue goals as well as work on building up your confidence, Call to Collect is certainly a great 6-week program to help you do just that. More details about the program and the Overcome series can be found inside of my tongue-tied inside of my gotta laugh. I can't say it. More details about that can be found inside of Collect with Confidence at sizzlesense.com/CWC. So hopefully a few laughter, a few words of encouragement and a little bit of laughter from me has helped to boost your spirits and help you figure out some smart things that you can do to deal with doubt when it creeps up in your world. All right, go forth and create amazing. Until next time, take care.